Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, and we are up to the two dots, the continuation of the Mishnah. It's about one-third of the way down, a little bit above one-third of the way down. So, the next thing we learned in the Mishnah is, Echad Omer Befanei Nechtam, Ushnayim Omrim Befaneinu Nechtam Kasher. So, where we have two witnesses that are signed on the Chatima, then it's no problem. Now, Lechore, it's no problem, because anyway we have the equivalent of Kiyun, in which case, essentially, the Echad Omer Befanei Nechtam is irrelevant. Omer Rabami, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, it's not even true that it's kosher, actually. Lo shana, when do we say that it's kosher? Ela sh'aget yotzi mitachas yad eid k'tiva, denasa k'shnayim al zeh k'shnayim al zeh, aval mitachat yedei yedei achatima, pasul. Where do we know that we can utilize such a get? That's only where we have the equivalent of two eidim, on the k'tiva and on the chatima, because the eid that is being made on the k'tiva alone is the shliach. So therefore it's as if we have two eidim that it was nichtav lishma. So obviously he's holding that the issue over here is k'tiva lishma. So if, however, the get would have only one shliach, which was the eid, one of the eidim chatima, or the two eidim chatima, but the eid aktiva is not a shliach, and therefore has no ne'emanut legabe lishma, he would be pasul. So you see clearly, if Rabbi Yochanan could have said such a thing, that since we have a chashash of shalom lishma, and this of course would be going according to Rabbah, so that there's a chashash of shalom lishma, even where we have eidim that are mitzvim l'kaimo, such as in this case, it's not kosher, because you don't have the takana of b'fanai nechtam, and you have a chashash of the irur habal. Omalei Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Ami, who so quoted Rabbi Yochanan, according to the way you're learning, elamiyata, you're saying that even if there's two eidim, they still have to, two shlichim, they still have to say, so that going back to the Reisha was the case where Shnayim Omrim, Bifaneinu Nechtav, Ve'echad Omer, Bifanai Nechtam, it's possible, and Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir. Now you will have to learn that that's talking about that it would be possible even in a case, Afilu Get Yotze Mitachat Yedei Shnehem, Pas the Rabbanan. So since you need to say the b'fanai nechtam in order to have any ne'amanut, so since over here you have only an aid that is saying b'fanai nechtam, if that is not the aid that is bringing it also and being able to say b'fanai nechtam, it doesn't help, because since we learned that if you have one saying b'fanai nechtam and one saying b'fanai nechtam, it doesn't help where you need to have a din of shlichus. So then, since he holds that even two witnesses that bring a get mivnat hayam are included in that takana, so what's the difference? How many there are? Bottom line is, the ne'amanus of the shliach is where one shliach at least can say both b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. And therefore, if I have two witnesses on the k'tiva, even though it may be very nice in terms of witnesses, it has nothing to do with the takana. So we're left with the problem of the shliach's ne'amanus as a yachid on the chatima, where he isn't saying anything about the k'tiva. And we're always chayshish, even according to Rabbah, that ati lachlufi v'kiyim shtaro de'alma, because people won't say that you needed to have his testimony as to b'fanai nechtam. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda's machshir, because he says, well, but people will say, what the heck is that b'fanai nechtam doing here anyway? Who cares? So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, there's no chashash in this case, because people will say, this can't be a normal kiyum aget, because in a kiyum ashtar, because in a kiyum ashtar b'alma, nobody has to say. That's to say b'fanai nechtam. But according to what you're saying, since the takana is even on two, so then you would be saying that the Rabbanan hold its possible, the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it, even, amazingly, if the get was Yotzi Mitachat Yedei Shnehem. Omar Leith, Rabami said, you're darn right I would. And that's exactly what I would say. I would say that indeed, that case could be talking about amazingly, even if they're both shluchim. Now the strange thing is, that at a different occasion, Zimnan Ashkeche, once Reb Asi found Reb Ami, who was saying exactly the opposite. And there he found that Reb Ami said, the Yati Vika Oma, Afilu get yotze mitachat yedei edei chatima. In the original case, Rishnayim omrim befaneinu nechtam. It's kosher that even if the one who said befanein nechtav was not a shliach. So in other words, clearly he holds that you do not have a chashash of lishma, and there's no problem of two witnesses who bring a get from Medinat Hayam requiring befanein nechtav, befanein nechtam, because you have eidei mitzuyim lekayim, right? And, or, of course, we have the other element that if it's talking about Bizman Shalamdu and you hold that they weren't geyser in this kind of case, it doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't hold it of Lishma. But in any event, what Rabbani was claiming there was that it would be possible, that it would be a kosher in that case if the get is Yotze mitachat edei achatima Bilvat. Doesn't matter. In other words, it could be even one of the Eidei Chatima. When it says Eidei, it doesn't have to be Eidei Chatima. It could be one of the Eid of the Chatima, one of the Eid of the Ktiva. But the point is that you don't need to say Vanai Nechtav or Vanai Nechtam, and therefore you don't have a problem. In which case, Alma Kasava, that would mean the way now we're hearing Rabbi Yochanan being quoted by Rabbami, which is the exact opposite, is that the Shlaim of you get me binatayam, ain't Turkim Shomru, Bifanenu Nechtav, Bifanenu Nechtam. And therefore, since there's no Chashash of Lishma, and since we have Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimai, so basically, what's our problem? The only din that we needed, the testimony on the Ketivah, is in a case where we would have a problem. So why bother mentioning it here? Only, as Tesis says, as a contrast to keep it parallel to the other case. But basically, it's irrelevant that we have testimony to the Ktiva according to this approach. Well, Malay Rabasi, and now this time Rabasi said to Rabami the exact opposite. So he said to him, are you now saying, Elamiata, that the case in the ratio where it says, Shnayim omrim befaneinu nechtab, ve'achad omer befanei nechtam, is possible, where Rabbi Yehuda is makshir, it's only because Taima de ein haget yotzei mitachat yedei shneihem. You're saying that apparently the get was brought only by one of the edei chatima. So in that case, if you have only one person that's bringing it, and he can't say befanai nichtav, so he wouldn't be able to be mekayim et alpi the takana of the rabbanan of tzor shiyama befanai nichtav. But indeed, if there would be two people, so let's say the two people that say Bifanai Nechtav even would be the ones that would say that we're the Shalichim, then it would be okay because you have any Mitzim L'Kaimai. Omarle, to which Rabami said, you're absolutely right. In, that's exactly what I would say. Said Rabasi to Rabami, well, boy, that's awfully strange because Hazimnin, last time I talked to you, you had a totally opposite take on this sugya. And Lo'am Avonachi, that's not what you said last time. You clearly said the exact opposite. Omar Le, Rabami said to him, don't try to shake me. A foolish consistency is the hoblavin of little minds. And this happens to be correct. So don't get me to worry about what I once said. I'm not interested. Yatedu, this is absolutely banged into the ground. Volotimot, I'm never going to change my approach on this. This is absolutely clear, and that's going to keep it in its place. Okay. There's a very interesting theorist on this. From the Achronim. It's the Achronim that say, Yateid, this doesn't mean a Yateid that you bang in necessarily to keep an ohel up. It's Yateid that you put into a wall as a picture hanger. So therefore, what he's saying is, you know, when you don't like the picture here, you move the etet to somewhere else, all right? But I can tell you now it's not going to be moving anymore. So in other words, so what? So I once thought that. So what? So I moved the picture. Now I think it's something else. So therefore it bothers you. Well, I have to be stuck in my opinion. I don't hold that anymore. Fine. Okay. It's a very cute pshat. I like that better. It makes more sense of what he's trying to say.
Why he uses the lashon?
Yeah, I mean, what's, you know, what are you just telling him? Okay, but I changed my mind. That's what a svara is. Okay, then we had... Whoops. Sorry. We've got some wind down here. Okay, then we come to the next Halakha Mishnah, which begins really a completely new issue. And this issue is as follows. Mi'ikra din, if you're talking about normal contracts, then a normal contract must be dated. Because the way that a normal contract creates an ability to collect from Nechasim Mishu'ubadim is by proving that the Shibud existed in a way that allows access to that Shibud on to a potential buyer of the field. So since there was no mechanism of a computerized title insurance where you could be certain that nobody else had a lien against this property and that it wasn't mortgaged for someone, so the alternative was to keep track of shtarot. Now obviously if a shtar was predated, then that would mean that someone who owned such a shtar could illegally collect a debt claiming that the amount written in the shtar was leaned against the property which had been mortgaged to that, and now I could take it away from you, the buyer. Well, that's terrible. So therefore, dates when it comes to shtorit momenis are very important. But when it comes to a get, the get is irrelevant. At least it would appear so on the surface. Because as far as the lien to the ketuvah is concerned, that occurs at the moment of marriage. Whether you write a ketuvah, you don't write the ketuvah, that's automatic as it's nai beit din. So what would be the point of writing a get with a date? And yet we know that the date is a fundamental part of the get, midrabona. So we're going to discuss in today's Gemara why that would be true. Why is it necessary to write a date? Once we establish that, we'll have a better understanding of what the issues are if the get is predated or not. But our Mishnah begins with the assumption that certainly a get needs a date, and what's more, not only does it need a date, but that date has to accurately reflect the time of both the ketivah and the chatimah. All right. So therefore, our Mishnah begins like this. Nichtav bayom v'nechtam bayom. So if the get was written in the day and was signed by the Edim in the day, or it was balayla v'nechtam balayla, or it was the evening of the day that was to come, and it was signed in the evening of the day that was to come. So basically, there's no problem, even though normally we don't do dinim at night, there's no problem of signing contracts at night. It's all okay. The date extends from the evening before until the following evening. So for that matter, even if the get had been written by Laila and it was signed the following day, it would also be kosher because we don't have a problem of predating. But if it was Nechtav Bayom, Menechtam Balayla that follows, then it would be possible, because this becomes now a gate, which is Mugdam. The Mugdam means that the time that is written on the contract itself, which would be Mashma, that that's the day that she became divorced, is not correct, because the divorce clearly went into effect only on the next day, after we have the Chatimat Ha'idim. What's so terrible about that? That we're going to see. Rabbi Shimon says, it's not a problem. He's machshir. Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol agitin, Rabbi Shimon says, I don't care what we're talking about. Whether we're talking about the shtarei, which are there for an actual sale, a shtar that's there for making a loan, shtar that there is for a halva, for a matana, in all such cases, you got a serious problem if it's predated. So those type of shtarot, shenichtavu bayom, venechmu balayla, they are certainly pasul, and that's not a problem to understand why, because if I can present a shtar that's predated, I can also illegally steal a field from someone who bought it before I ever had a lien on the field. So that for sure is absurd. But not when it comes to Gitei Nashim. Chutz mi Gitei Nashim, when it comes to Gitei Nashim, there's no problem, and there it would be kosher, because I'm not using it to collect anything from anyway. Says the Gemara to make this clear, why bichlal did the Chachomim require a date in a get? Because that's going to be very important to understand the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbana. Itma. Ipnei ma tiknu zman begitim. What exactly is the basis of the takona of zman in a get at all? Now, the truth is, you could have said that in the Mishnah we're not necessarily assuming that you need a date, because all the Mishnah says is if the date's the wrong date, it's possible. And that's a thing that we've seen very often, that you can get along without something, but if you're going to do it, it has to be done right. We call that mizuyaf mitocho. So from here, it could be that mi'ikra din you don't have to, but maybe if it's written, then it has to be done correctly, so that if there's no date at all, maybe it would be okay. All she would need to do is to bring witnesses that testify as to when it is that she got to get him, and then everything would be fine. We're going, however, to see later, I'm going to bring in this sugya, that a get without a date is only kosher b'di'avad if the woman actually got married, she has children, so legabi, those halachas, it's okay. But that means that clearly there is a chiyav, that as a takona, to put the zman in the get, and therefore we're making that assumption. So that's the approach of some of the Rishonim. We'll see that others learn that if there isn't a takana in the first place, there'd be no way to understand the Gemara's psul. So we'll keep this issue open for a moment. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the reason that we need the time in the get is mishum bat achoto. We are afraid that an uncle will marry a favorite niece. And then that niece goes ahead, falls in love with somebody else, and she sleeps with him, and God only knows what happens, and now she's accused, and the good uncle, not wanting to see his dear beloved niece, his sister's daughter, getting into trouble, so he signs on a get that had an earlier date. So now she can say, well, what are you guys getting? I was divorced. So it's no problem. Children are kosher. Everything is fine. What do you care? So in order to avoid such a situation, we want to have a zman, so that even though today, obviously, we don't really have a chashash that someone will be taken into Bezdin for such a thing, but we certainly do have a chashash of covering mamzerim, as Tosfos points out. We don't want to give the option into a husband's hand for covering for his wife when it comes to znut. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, no, it has nothing to do with that. We'll see later on that Rish Lakish says it's not something that is reasonable to be chayshish for, that there's going to be a problem of znut with witnesses and acceptance of hatra'ah and so on. Very unreasonable. Well, the real reason is a straightforward financial reason. It's actually mishum peirot. The halacha is, remember, that a husband is allowed to get the benefits of the property that's called nichsei malug. Nichsei malug means plucking property. So the husband continues to pluck from the property. Now, if he divorces his wife and continues to pluck from the property, meaning that he sells off the peirot, so she would be able to go into court and collect the nichsei malug. And if she can show that she was divorced before, then she will be able to collect from any point that she can show. Now, if there would be no zman in the get, the husband could come along and he could say, Well, that sale, you can't have the proceeds of that sale. You can't go and collect the paras from that sale, saying that I sold them illegally, because all of that was sold before I gave you the get. And the same thing would be if he was nichtar b'yom nechtam b'layla. We are afraid that perhaps the woman will go now, go to the buyer, present the get, and say, excuse me, did you buy something last Thursday? Because it says here that I was divorced on Thursday, and so my stinker of a husband who sold you those fruit was stealing. I'll take them back, thank you. You can go deal with him in court. But that's my stuff you've got. So because of that, in order to avoid such a situation, so therefore we made the get possible chatchila to use, and this way you won't get into trouble. Now, Resh Lakish, my time alo amak Rabbi Yochanan. Why is it then that Resh Lakish didn't want to say the pshat like Rabbi Yochanan says that mishum bat achoto? Omar lecha, says Resh Lakish to you, look, znut lo shchicha. It is not reasonable that we are choshed. What we're talking about, that there were aidim, that she was mizana, that we can trace it, and she accepted hatra'ah, so we're concerned maybe. What are we concerned of?
And it's a husband that doesn't mind and wants to protect her.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing is just not, it's just not reasonable. So, I mean, we see even back in Ketuvot that a husband is only upset about this in the first, you know, if he, in the heat of the moment. But, so we're not going to be choshish for such a thing. Rabbi Yochanan, my time in the Amak Resh Lakish, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say the obvious reason, like Resh Lakish says, which is that indeed there is a problem of the Perot Malug? Ah, that's because Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is the din of the Perot Malug is Yesh Lebal Perot Achad Detina. Actually, it wouldn't really matter. So from the time of the Ktivat HaGet, anyway, there's no problem, because if she wants to come along and to be Tori from a Lakuach, they'll say, I'm sorry, madam, all it says over here is that this get was written, but your husband had every right to continue to sell until such time as the get was given. So when you're ready to bring me proof as to when the get was given, we can discuss the determination of these peirot. So what's the problem? The only problem that's left, says Rabbi Yochanan, has got to be the other problem, which is the chipui of the znut. So this is how Rashi learns all over the chashash of the way in which we're concerned for the tiruf. Now, Tosfos doesn't like this approach at all, because the approach is based on an assumption that we will accept a taina that the zman of the ktiva of the get may be different than the zman of the netiyah of the get. But all over we see that we accept the get as it's written. So therefore, and assume that it was given when written. Therefore, taina is the ri, it means actually nearly the opposite of what Rashi says. That since he has over here ad sha'at netina, it means that there's no need for the tikkun of the zman in the document of the get itself. Because since when she gets the get, she gets an appropriate document from Beis Din saying that she's able to get married, she has that anyway. And that is the time that she can be tarei from the lekuchos anyway. So what do we need it in the document of the get itself? Beis Din always issues a document afterwards. So why would we bother writing it? They will write her, from day X, you were divorced, with all that that implies. And she has that document. She doesn't carry around the get. So therefore, what's the point? So as according to Rashi, the issue over here is it won't help. According to Tosfos, you don't need it. It's almost the opposite. As the Gemara, let us take the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish and see how that affects the machlokas between, or how we understand the machlokas between the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Shimon. Because I'll tell you, according to the way Resh Lakish is learning, so Bishlema Alibed Resh Lakish, Mishumahachi Komachshir Rabbi Shimon, you now understand immediately why Rabbi Shimon would be machshir a get that was mukdam, because we're going to see later on that indeed from the time of the writing of the get, and at the moment of the writing, anyway, the Baal loses his right to Perot. Because the right to Perot is given to him with the understanding that he's committed to the relationship. The moment he's decided he's not committed to the relationship, it has nothing to do with the technicalities of the Mesira of the get. So therefore, we now understand, okay, the very thing that Rabbi Yochanan said was the issue, that Reish Lakish said was the issue in writing a date, Bichlal, which is the question of when he has the right to the Perot. So since we know later on that Rabbi Shimon holds, anyway, he lost his rights, not when he gave the get, when he wrote the get. So what's the problem? As soon as he wrote that get, who cares when it was signed? And who cares when it was given? So anyway, the woman would be absolutely within her rights to go to the Lekuchot and to be Toreif. So what's wrong? Therefore, if it was written in the daytime and signed the following night, what's wrong? Was it written? That was the thing that left him without rights to the Nechse Malug anyway. So therefore, we now understand it's perfect, perfect. But according to the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning, what possible machlokas do we find between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbonan as to whether he's going to be mechaper or not? I mean, he's not arguing about the ikar takana of the ksiva of a date in a get. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the ksiva of the date in a get is in order to avoid znus, what are we saying? That Rabbi Shimon is in favor of znus? And what exactly does it mean Rabbi Shimon makshir? So why would he hold that if it's muktam, it was bikasher? Therefore, says the Gemara, so bishleim according to Reish Lakish b'shum achikam makshir Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, what would be my time in the Rabbi Shimon to makshir? I mean, if in fact she goes ahead and she's mezana before the signature, she can now present this get. And this would be great for a loving uncle who knows that his niece is getting a little bit restless. So he writes a get months in advance. And he figures, well, one of these days she's going to end up getting pregnant or something. So then I'll just show that she was divorced. So why is Rabbi Shimon not interested in that? Amalach Rabbi Yochanan. Wait. Of course, did I ever say what the point was, Alibet Rabbi Shimon? I was only talking Alibet Rabbanan. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon Lokeim. Of course, according to Rabbi Shimon, the whole point is Mishum Perot. He never had the chshash of Shema Yechapel Batachoto. And Enochinami. Kika Amina, I was only explaining the Tam of Batachoto. I'll leave it to Rabbonan. So it really works out very perfectly, because that explains the Machlokas right there and then. So Bishleimel Rabbi Ochanan. Good. Hainu De'ika Bein Rabbi Shimon Rabbonan. So we now have a very clear difference of opinion, which cuts across the entire Takana. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, I'll leave it to Rabbanan, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. The whole point of the ktiva of the date is for Nechse Malug, and therefore he has no problem with Mugdam, because anyway it's the ktiva that counts, not the chasima that counts. So it makes perfectly good sense, whereas according to Rabbanan, since the whole point is Shema Yechapel Batakoto, then by definition, if the get was Mukdam, it would be possible. But according to Reish Lakish, who holds that the Rabbanan also agree that it's Mishum Perot, not because of a Chashash of Znut. So then what exactly were they arguing? My Ika Ben Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? We've already explained that. The difference is the Peri, Misha'at Ktiva Acha'at Chatima Ika Binayu. It's true that if he sells now between the time of the ktiva, according to Rabbanan, the Baal has rights to the Nechse Malug until the actual chatima. So they say, if that's the case, so if the get is mukta, people will assume the chatima is on that date. She'll collect, and she doesn't have a right to collect, because the Baal has rights to it until the chatima, and she's now collecting from 12 hours before. So therefore, she's going to end up using this as an illicit document. And therefore, the get is possible. Just like any other shtar that you can use in a way that allows you to illicitly collect funds. Whereas, according to Rabbi Shimon, since anyway the Baal doesn't have perot from the time of the ktiva, so memela, the isha that would go, is not collecting illicitly. On the contrary, she's collecting perfectly within her rights. Okay, so according to this, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish only in the Shita of the Rabbanan, not in Rabbi Shimon, as to the where it is that the Baal has a right for Achilas Peres. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan holds that until the actual giving of the get, there's no problem. So why would we make a takana of Nichse Malug? As we said earlier, what's the difference? The get is never going to make a difference anyway. Either like Rashi, because she's going to have to prove when it was given, or according to Tosa, she's already by definition proven when it's given, because she's got her little contract with Besdin. But so according to him, we are able to eat until Sha'at Netina, whereas according to Reish Lakish, it's until Zman Chatima. Whereas when it comes to Rabbi Shimon, we're all agreed that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that it's Misha'ah, that he actually had determined to go ahead and to give a get in the first place, as we'll see later on. So from the time of the Ktivat HaGet, would certainly be within her rights to collect. So we have the Ketivah, we have, according to Rabbi Shimon, we have the Chatima, and that's according to Reish Lakish, and we have the Netina according to Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a broad spectrum over here. There's only one small problem, and that small problem is that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are inconsistent in their analysis of the Rabbanan, because as the Gemara ve'ipcha shamin and lov, we have proof that they said the exact opposite, namely, we have now a mimer of these Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that discusses until what point a woman has a right to take lekuchot, peirot, that they bought from the Baal. So from what point does she have a right to collect in court to take it back? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishat Ketivah, from the time of the Ketivah on the get, which in this case means the Chatima of the get, in other words, the time assumed to be the Ketivah because of the Chatima, Reish Lakish Amar Mishan Netina, which is the exact opposite of what we said before. And it's completely inconsistent with the way that they were understanding the Mishnah here. Says the Gemara, yes, you're right, April. This was obviously in error, this last piece, and therefore we will have to twist it around and say it's the way that it is here. That's how Tosfos learned. There are some who learn that we should be mapich the first case, it makes it more complicated. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, it's Misha'at, the way that we had initially, until the actual Netina, and according to Reish Lakish, it's from the Chatima. According to Rabbi Shimon, again, that's irrelevant to this, which is the Shas of the Ketiva. Omalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. I have a little bit of a problem. We're going to learn later on in the Mishnah the din of Shloshah Gittim Psulim, which, remember, according to some Rishonim, and the Ran particularly, is the whole basis of our assumption in this Mishnah that there is a din of the Ketiva of a date in a get. So in the din, in that Mishnah, it says there are three Gittim Psulim, which, even though they're posel v'chatchila, if she went ahead and used the get that was posel and she got married and had a child, imni seit avlat kasher, we didn't make it the children into mamzerim. Now, one of the cases were a get where there was no time at all. So, therefore, asks Abaye Rav Yosef, if lemaisa, you could bidiavad utilize a get like that. So then, I don't understand how the chachamim really helping anything, whether it's for batachotor, whether it's for peirot, because ultimately, the Baal could always cover for the Bat Achoto by giving a get like that, and she'll use it and she'll have children, and then we'll say, what? Mamzerim? Mamzerim? What do you mean there's no date? Oh, yeah. A get without a date doesn't really matter. Bidiyavad, and since I already have the children, I'd appreciate it if you would please shut up, as Besdin will certainly tell you to shut up. And therefore, I don't understand, how are they helping? And the same thing is true to the Balkan, will continue to sell until he actually gives her a get, hands over the get. He'll continue and he'll claim that he was selling it before the Gerishin, and maybe even afterwards if she can't produce witnesses. So in the end, it doesn't really do anything, does it? Says Rav Yossi, what do you mean it doesn't do anything? It doesn't do everything, but it does do something. So basically, Ahanu, it helps in that lechatchila lotina say. Look, she's going to have a very hard time getting a get like that. Because any sofer is going to say, wait, it's not a kosher get. No, it's kosher b'dieved. Well, any kosher b'dieved, I don't write b'dieved kosher gets, you know. So this is going to be a tremendous problem for her. Adim are going to look at this and say, what do you mean a get? Where's the date? So Mamela, we make it more difficult. It's true, we don't cover all our bases. But at least we make it more difficult. Says Abaya, well, that may very well be that you'll make it more difficult. But what he could easily do is a trick. He could get a perfectly valid get. And he'll get witnesses that are very well-intentioned witnesses to sign it. It has a date. Everything's fine. And then he'll take a pair of scissors and he'll cut out the date. So then he'll say, this is a get without a date. So a get without a date is kosher. So anyway, it's okay. So I mean, no matter what you do, you're not really helping because all he has to do is find a way to cut around it. So then what would be if Gazi Lazmandi day, the Yavin the Aleimai, so then the get will be kosher. So even after the Takana, he could still be Mechapel Batachoto, or he could still manage to be Mocher Peros. Or Marleis, Rav Yossi says, look, L'ramai lo chashina, open Rama'ut, which is identifiable at that moment, that the Adam sees giving over a get with a hole in it. When I chayish for that he's going to be able to cover it up and so on. And therefore, it's useful. Says Abaya to Rav Yossi, well, it sure ain't very useful, because let me ask you something. Suppose the date consists of the Shavua. The Shavua means which 7 year cycle of the Yovel. Right? It doesn't even say the year. How about if it says the year and it doesn't say the month? How about it says the month and it doesn't say the week of the month? Or what about if it says the Shabbos, but it doesn't say the day? What's the halacha over there? You know what the halacha is. Well, I'm like, well, yeah, that's kosher. And that's even kosher lechatchila. Because the date is a date, but it doesn't have to be a meduyak date. So, you're back to where you started from. So it says, Abaya, so then Ma'awi lechachomi betakanatam. So you'll cover her for the past 7 years. You'll write the Shavua. Great. What good is get like that? Says Reb Yosef, I told you already, you don't have to address everything. You help in the sense that Ahanu l'shavua dekamei. Look, how about the Shemitah before the Shemitah? So over there, she's not covered. So at least that. Well, l'shavua debatrei, if the Baal goes ahead and he sells Perot after the Shemitah, in the next Shemitah, then she'll be able to collect. So you say, I mean, you're leaving a years-long period. Okay. But at least it doesn't go on forever. So it certainly is a takana. You can't ask Mao ilu chachom takaratam just because they don't cover every single base. And by the way, says Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. Now, what were you thinking? Okay? What were you thinking? I mean, ilo temahachi, if you're not ready to accept the fact that when we make a takana, it doesn't cover every base, did it say the hour and the minute and the second? It didn't. How long does it take her to get into bed with somebody? So ilo tema hachi, yuma gufe miyadina ni mitzafri. But you don't ever know it's the morning or the evening. For heaven's sakes, why not make a takona in the morning of the 14th? Okay, so obviously we were not coming to cover you 100%. We just want to make some sense of responsibility that this is not just a loose document to be used as you wish when you wish. So therefore, what you're going to have to say, elo. I mean, it's true, I didn't cover the remainder of the day, but I did cover the next day or the day before, right? So, So, what's the difference already? Now it's just a matter, we've already discovered what she is. Now it's just a matter of describing how long it's been going on, right? So, the question is, what's the difference if it's the day, or if it's the past 7 years, or the past month, or the past week? So, ahani, l'shavua de kamei, l'shavua de batrei, and that's perfectly okay. Sometimes there's no real solution anyway to your problem. Once you know there's no solution, don't start making it a bigger problem, a smaller problem. It's the same problem. That's all. Amale Ravina Larova, I have another question. How about if the guy would go ahead and he would write the debt and then he deposits it in his wallet for use when he decides it's time to use it? So, look, the guy may be hoping that the ima faisotifayes, he may be hoping, you know what, let's give it one last chance. So he's hoping that he'll still be able to save his marriage. But, I mean, what's so unusual about that? So then you have a case where it says a date. It's the same date that it was signed. Everything is kosher, and it's completely not kosher. So anyway, he's going to, you're completely wrecking things. Because now, if she was mezana between the time of the ktiva to the time of the actual gerushin, he can cover her. Maybe it'll be a year later, and he can cover her because he was thinking of being megarish at all the time. And even according to Rish Lakish, who holds that the Baal does not have the right to paris mishat ktiva, many Rishonim hold it's still a problem here. Because even that mishat ktiva means from the time that you're committed to the ktiva, not from the time that you're keeping in mind, maybe just in case, but I'd like to try to save it. Can this marriage be saved? Is really the issue. So maybe over there, even Rish Lakish would also hold that the get would be a get muktam because she could collect with it. This is really a machlokas Rashi, and the way Tosis understands Rashi and Tosis. Tosis himself holds that we're only arguing here on the batachoto. In other words, the only question is how you'd still be able to be mechapa batachoto. But according to Rish Lakish, I mean, if it's written, it's written. And then that's the takana. We can't start making exceptions. Omalesa, Rava said to Ravina, I'll tell you why we're not worried about it. Because lomati minish puranut lanafshe, a person doesn't do that. If he's interested in saving his marriage, then what is he writing a get for? I mean, he recognizes that the likelihood is of making a move like that is a disaster. So he's going to do something catastrophic when he's hoping to avoid the catastrophe. I mean, he feels, boy, if there were ever a bad simon in the world, it would be getting that get written. It's horrible. He's trying to avoid that, so he's going to go to his sofer just in case. That's ridiculous. So because then we don't have a chashash of a rare kind of thing like that, and therefore we don't have any kind of problem. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, and what are you going to do about Gitin Abaimi B'Dinat HaYam? Our whole parak, two parakim, have been concerned about Gitin that are coming from B'Dinat HaYam. And gee whiz, the V'nai Nechtam of V'nai Nechtam, and it never occurred to anybody that, well, it takes maybe a month by the time it's delivered. So what good, none of this makes sense now. Because now that means that by definition, any get that comes from overseas, it should be a get possible. Because it's got a date that clearly doesn't relate to the Nesina. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to have a serious problem there, that maybe she'll be Mechaper. So let's say it was the Michtve Ben Nisan. Sometimes they could be written in Nisan and arrive a half a year later. V'lomatu at Tishrei. So what's the point over here? We'll never know the Zman of Netina from the Zman of the Ktiva. So maho ilu chachamim v'takanatam. So she's got 6 months to go be mezana to her heart's content, because she knows that it gets on the way. That's great. Why should I actually wait? It'll say on it that I was megureshet from before. Or for that matter, she can also go and later on collect 6 months worth of peres baluk, claiming that, hey, you've been buying this stuff for my husband, for my ex-rotten husband, for the past 6 months, and I was divorced 6 months ago. Where actually she was only divorced yesterday. So ma'o ilocha chamir taganatam again. Amalei says, Rav Ashi Ravina, no, that's not a problem. Because Hanu Kala Islah, over there, everybody knows about a get that comes from Medinat Hayam, the whole tumult about it, and the whole Befanai Nechtam, and the fact that clearly it was a different time, that the Zman of the Netina is clearly different than the Zman of the Ktiva. This is how Tosus understands it. What creates the noise is goof of the fact that this is weird. Hey, a get just came into Bezdin and signed 6 months ago. It's only being delivered today. How do you think that happened? Oh, it happened because it came from the Natayan. Ah, So in other words, it's the very fact that we retain the takana on gittin that come from Yinatayam that creates exactly the kol that we want to have that achieves exactly the same thing that the actual ktivata get would have achieved. So in Mamela, it all works out for different reasons at different points.